Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Oolittic, Indiana, an hour shy of sunup, and a farmer's getting to work. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, way before early, and a farmer is getting to work. All across America, farmers are starting another long day. Maybe it's time we said thanks. The American farmer is essential to the economy. That's why ADM works to be essential to him, creating thousands of products from his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. Yes, these are the dog days of August. It's hot. Gas prices are through the roof. The war in Iraq doesn't seem to be going that well. And drought has hurt the corn crop. Grain prices are scraping the bottom. Corn, wheat, soybeans, even cotton are down. The president's approval ratings are down, but the approval ratings of Congress are even worse. I'm reminded of what another former Secretary of Agriculture, Richard Ling, told me. When times are good, you think they'll never get bad, and when times are bad, you think they'll never get good. Well, that's the way we tend to think, but it's wrong. There are some good things happening today. Number one, after 4 years of debate, we at long last have an energy bill that provides a fuel standard that will double the amount of ethanol in gasoline by 2012. Number two, in the face of heavy opposition, CAFTA was passed. We have that Central American trade agreement. And number three, beef is still in strong demand despite on-again, off-again BSE findings. Hats off to the consumer for such good judgment. And number four, hog prices are hanging in there. Hogs are beautiful. Number five, right after Labor Day, we'll get a vote in the Senate to eliminate the death tax. It may not pass, but if it doesn't, a good compromise should still be possible. And number six, the U.S. economy is growing in strength and should provide demand pull for our products. Seven, cooler weather is on the way. Eight, I even expect energy prices to cool, but don't bet the farm on that one. Number nine, I don't like to say this, but next year's hog prices will probably be down some. Number 10, at some point, grain will go up, and maybe next year. Or the next. Although it'll be cooler after Labor Day in the heartland, it will be hotter out here in Washington. The Congress will be debating the confirmation of a new Supreme Court justice. Stay tuned. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.